USA Radio News.
President Biden is calling for the removal of normal trade relations with Russia following the invasion of Ukraine.
A most favored nation status designation means two countries have agreed to trade with each other under the best possible terms.
The proposal would require congressional approval. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says Vladimir Putin is the one to blame for what's happening in Ukraine.
Mr. Putin can stop this war right now by agreeing to a diplomatic solution, or at least just stopping the bombing and the death and the destruction that he is causing against a nation that provoked nobody.
65 million people are under a winter weather advisory this weekend as a powerful winter storm blowing into the Northeast is expected to intensify into a bomb cyclone today. The Weather Prediction Center says some areas could receive more than 12 inches of snow. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
President Biden is banning the import of seafood, spirits, and diamonds from Russia. This means no more caviar and vodka from that country because of the Ukrainian invasion.
Revoking PNTR for Russia is going to make it harder for Russia to do business with the United States.
The president added that the United States will be going after Russian oligarchs who support Vladimir Putin. Fighting continued to rage northwest of Kyiv, with the bulk of Russian ground forces 16 miles from the center of the Ukrainian capital, while several other cities were encircled under heavy shelling. Ukraine's Deputy Prime Minister Arina Vereshchuk said she hoped that several humanitarian corridors would open for thousands of residents in the bombarded cities. So far, the fighting has created more than 2 million refugees. Albert Bourla, CEO of Pfizer, said the company plans to ask the FDA about the need for a fourth COVID-19 shot. He cited data showing that vaccine protection wanes against Omicron after only 3 or 4 months. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
A grand jury has declined to charge NFL quarterback Deshaun Watson of any crimes.
NFL quarterback Deshaun Watson will not be charged for sexual misconduct in Southeast Texas. A Harris County grand jury no-billed Watson Friday. Watson has long denied any wrongdoing after 20 massage therapists accused him of sexual assault or inappropriate actions during appointments. He's still being civilly sued, and the NFL is doing their own investigation. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Generations of children knew Emilio Delgado as Sesame Street's fix-it shop owner Luis Rodriguez. This week, Delgado died at the age of 81, having been diagnosed with a form of blood cancer 2 years ago. He played Luis for 44 years, starting in 1971. The Sesame Street Workshop noted in a release that his was the longest-running role for a Mexican-American actor in a television series. Daylight saving time returns this weekend. Fox will need to spring forward in most of the United States at 2 a.m. Sunday or whenever you go to bed tonight. Daylight saving time is not observed in Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Hawaii, or Arizona, except on the Navajo Nation. Daylight saving time is aimed at having an extra hour of daylight, which is a big reason those warm weather states and territories don't normally go along with it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.